I took it from that to a conceptual PUD, and I now locked in my density, height, open space, setbacks, buffers. It was just zoned, but now you for sure can build 288 units and you for sure know your open space. You can essentially now build out your development summary. Now, once I take it from conceptual PUD and get my master planned development approved, I've taken a step up in valuation there. I can sell again. Yeah. And then from MPUD, you go into site plan. The second you submit your site plan, it gets approved, you can sell again. And then after site plan, it's building permits. And once you have your building permits, you can sell again. I always say it's kind of arbitraging Main Street with Wall Street through forced appreciation. It's simple, but it's not easy, if that makes sense. I see it as all those different exit points are just different ways for me to protect my investors going in. And like I said, the least amount of money I have to put down and the longest amount of time I can get, the better off I'll be. At the end of the day, when you're a developer, you only have to follow two rules to survive. It's location, 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 and your money's made on the buy. There's still a massive imbalance in supply and demand
right.
for attainable housing. You know, you can exit all different ways and this and that. Like, who wants to pay 288 closing fees? Who wants right. to pay 288 broker fees? Who wants to go through 288 transactions? Brain damage, brain damage. I want to build an institutional asset, compress my cap rate as much as possible, create the biggest development spread I can, and sell to Goldman and sell to America Homes for Rent. Exit the moment I can give my LPs the return I promised, because that's my job and that's what I promised to do for them. And that's what I should do. Who's the first to close and the quickest to close with the least amount of contingencies? And let's do a deal. Forgive me here for the attitude, but if somebody told me I wasn't building generational wealth because I sold my asset, I'd just end the conversation. I'd be like, look, all right. You know, pitching real estate is so easy compared to any other novel idea. Pitching real estate is like telling people how a wheel works. If you take your mindset off of, I'm going to build generational wealth through these tiny cash flowing assets with these tiny margins because so-and-so has done it before me and he was just a teacher or she was just a nurse or whatever. It's important to understand that people in your similar position can do something and do something great like that. I'm not trying to hate on those people. But what I am saying is if you can do that, you can do something much bigger. So why would you not? And you owe it to yourself to try. Brain damage, brain damage.